Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Cosmo by Spencer Gordon, narrated by actors from the Recorded Books Repertory Company. And now, the first piece in this collection of stories, Operation Smile, narrated by Morgan Hallett.
This is authentic, Crystal thought. The turquoise scrubs, the sky blue smock, the military watch and the brush cut. The man spoke slowly, deliberately, gestured emphatically with his hands. She noted the fine polish of his fingernails, his trimmed cuticles, the skin softened by constant scrubbing. This is a man who cares about his appearance, she thought. That's refreshing. I could talk to this man. It was significant that Commander Kubis didn't seem nervous. Most men were nervous or jittery around her. It didn't matter that they fought wars or made policy or saved lives, worked with living tissue, bore immense responsibilities. When confronted by all that beauty and poise, most were reduced to stammering, wide-eyed children. The only men who weren't usually nervous were the actors and millionaires, because for them, she assumed, beauty was simply functional, like furniture. Take a look around you, Kubis said, smiling. And don't be afraid to get a bit close and cozy. Even on a day like today, there's lots of work to do. Commander Kubis, Kenneth, she remembered, was Director of Surgical Services. It was a title that carried a certain weight. Maybe I can interview him after the tour, she thought. Document his struggles, his motivations, record his climb to seniority. She had to profile common, everyday sort of people as well as the celebrities, the big names. It was good to think about the book, the future, now, because she would have trouble remembering it all later. These stories, this journey. It was what would distinguish her manuscript from the others, what would elevate her work in the eyes of the publishers. She understood that distinguishing herself was vital, that such a chance wouldn't come again. Crystal Danae Stewart, Miss USA 2008, stood 6 feet from Commander Kubis aboard the USNS Mercy. She was on the far right of a small semicircle of women, flanked on her left by Jennifer Barrientos, Miss Philippines, Samantha Tajik, Miss Canada, Simran Kaur Mundi, Miss India, and Sierra Robertson, Miss Guam. Crystal knew only their first names. In her opinion, they were five of the most attractive girls in the competition.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?